Hello and welcome to the Anything Goes Inside podcast. Now I'm going to try to keep this intro short, like my dick, and just try to hang with us in this episode because we go off in a lot of different crazy directions, like my dick. I think just overall, just try to sit back and enjoy it, and I hope it doesn't leave a bad taste in your mouth. Like my dick. So here it is, episode number 46 of the Anything Goes Inside podcast. Welcome to season two of the Anything Goes Inside podcast. It's season two, guys.
This is it, everybody.
How's it feel?
Hello,
Melissa, on the phone from the Speakerman Ranch in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Or are you technically in Boiling Springs, South Carolina? And what's the difference?
Boiling Springs.
Is there a difference?
No. Boiling Springs is in Spartanburg County.
Okay. Oh, all right. So they're intertwined.
Yes.
I like it. Hey, it's Charlotte Food Week.
Restaurant Week?
Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
Anyone going to that?
I am not. I forgot. I remember too late. Because, are you going to that? Are you making your usual trip to Chima's? And
no, I'm not going to
Chima's. It's a
I'm
solid
looking
deal.
Into certain places, but I don't know yet.
I don't know. I haven't. Is it this week already?
It goes until the 25th.
Oh.
Which is next Sunday.
Okay. I don't know. I need to get started if I'm going to do that. Melissa, are you partaking in any Charlotte Food Week, or are you doing Spartanburg Food Week, or?
Spartanburg really doesn't have a food week,
There's Fall for Greenville.
Sorry.
Spartanburg That's have restaurants.
Yes.
Two.
We have a Wendy's. A McDonald's.
Wow.
Missy.
Yeah, there's a few other kind of classy places.
Missy, if you had the chance to sleep with the Wendy's girl or the...
Or Flo from
or
Progressive.
Or Flo from Progressive, who would you sleep with?
Oh, there's no question. Flo.
Really?
See, she's freaky.
Yeah.
See, the three of us chose the Wendy's girl.
Oh, no. Flo gets down. You can tell. He likes to party.
She likes to... I don't know. I would be afraid she'd be selling insurance to us and it'd just be too much.
No, yeah. But she sells insurance to, like, the gay guys and, like, the interracial couples. She likes odd people.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
That's how she rolls.
Have you seen the commercials with, like, all her family?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's all her.
It's all her, yeah.
Yeah. What a nut job that family is.
They look so much alike.
Yes.
It has been... 2 long months since the last time we were podcasting.
That's it?
And I wasn't even there.
Yeah, that's true.
You almost
been,
wasn't in this one.
Been even like,
and I probably wasn't going to be in this one either.
Yeah, it was. I was trying my best. But you still made it. You still made it here.
Somehow you still showed up. Zach, what are you doing here? You
it has been a long time. I just,
did I at least make it 3 episodes before you kill me off?
Whoa. We don't want to tell the fans when you're going to get killed off. That has to be a
secret.
It could be halfway through this episode. You don't know.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Let's just request it at least 3.
I was just wanted to maybe go around the table. Talk about where we've been, what we've been doing. Zach, you have some news?
I do have news. I am going to be a father in the near future of twins.
Twins. That's two, everybody.
Dos.
Two asses to wipe.
Yes.
Yeah.
To everything.
Two babies crying.
Well, I guess not two junks, because...
Whoa, everybody.
One is going to be a girl.
That is your child. So just one junk.
Just one junk.
One tiny junk. Or maybe not, because it's your kid, so it could
be...
We don't know. Yeah. Justin.
Sorry.
This is energy drink number two. Good lord, man.
Yes, it is.
You are like...
I'm going with a theme. The theme is orange cans. What does a Mountain Dew kickstart? I don't know. I saw it and I was like, maybe this will get me kickstarted.
Does it have, how much more caffeine does it have than Mountain Dew?
It's 5% juice.
It's advertising two different ingredients. One is caffeine and one is 5% juice.
That's tasty.
Carol, what's new with
80
you?
Calories. I enjoyed Christmas.
Or as your people call it, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Olé.
Olé. This Christmas, I got myself a fancy gift of a new girlfriend, so...
Ooh.
Yeah. Also, no junks.
Yeah.
Huh?
Very hard to wrap.
Very hard to wrap.
Yeah, she kept moving.
Very fun.
Finally, I said, you know what? Let me just stick a bow in you. Boop. It's done.
Two?
Huh?
Two or three?
Well, I put three because I wanted it to be PG-13.
Yeah.
So I covered the nips and naughty parts.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah. So that's all that's new with me.
That's awesome. None of us have, by the way, if you're listening out there, none of us have actually met his girlfriend, so there is some debate.
She could be not real.
Whether or not she's
a... I've met
her. Oh, that's right. Missy's met her.
Oh, okay. You can vouch?
Yeah, she's so cute. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
She's like... Aww. She's the cutest little thing. Yeah.
She's the cutest. Bless her.
I think she's a good fit for Carlos. She's just so cute and nice and so sweet. She's a school teacher, so she's got that sweetness about her, you know?
Melissa, your testimony is only making me think, it's only reinforcing that I think that this person's not real still.
Well, no such woman would ever want to date Carlos, is what it's saying. Wait a minute, you saying he's not paying her? I don't believe it.
Melissa, what's going on with you? What's in your world?
Well, Christmas was good. I am officially a South Carolina resident again.
What?
Round of applause, everyone, yes.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Or, I guess.
Good riddance. I mean,
see ya.
We went snowboarding yesterday. That went very well.
How was that?
I finally can kind of move, so that's good.
Well, move from, like, the pain, or you could
move from the top of the mountain to the bottom without really falling a lot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's, which is always
impressive.
How many falls per mountain do you have?
On FPMs. The bunny slope, I had one spill. That was at the very beginning of the day. And then throughout the day, we went to the top, and I only had like one spill per time. And then the last run at night, we went to the top, and I had two spills that time. But it was icy because they had just scraped. So, but yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome, yeah. Good lord.
I'm sore as shit today. I hurt.
Hurts.
My body hurts.
How did Speakerman do yesterday?
Oh, he did great. Because he's like an expert.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Did he give you a chance to go along with him, or did he like fly down the mountain and then catch you, come back up and get you?
He stays behind me now since my first time that big guy slammed me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he stays behind me now and kind of goes with me.
Aww,
protects me.
That's so nice.
Slams.
Speakerman, boyfriend and protector.
Yeah, like I took a break and let him go by himself, you know, so he could do his stupid stuff.
His extreme stuff?
Yeah. So he got to do that. They opened up a new slope there, so he had to try that one out. He said it was really hard and good.
Ugh, those slopes are so hard.
They say that it was, what is it? That was the snow was wicked fresh, or I don't know those terms. Is that on snowboard?
Yeah, I don't either. They snowboarding. Say stuff like riding hard.
So oh yeah.
You gotta say
what
that
the fuck?
Like, you gotta keep your shit hard.
Oh, you gotta. Yeah.
Oh, that powder was wicked fresh.
The powder. Yeah. Thank you. It was wicked fresh. Yeah.
Yeah. Eating snow means falling.
Why don't they just say, because I might be at the slopes eating the snow.
So you wouldn't.
I might.
Justin was eating snow. No, for real. He was just sitting there.
What do they call, like peeing outside, autographing the mountain? pee in your name.
Not much of that, I don't think. It's hard to stop and take your snowboard off when you're on a steep mountain, so there's really no stopping once you're up there.
You just pee?
You can't stop and pee.
No, so you just pee freely? I pee freely?
No, you go to the lodge and pee.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like, are you going down the mountain? You're like, you know, I gotta go. It's like in a pool.
Like an astronaut.
I'm just going.
You just hook up a catheter before you start the day.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, but then you don't have to stop.
And your thighs are warm.
Yeah.
You see all these people now with these camelbacks with water?
Yeah.
They should make a front camelback for your pee.
I think so.
They should. Just don't drink out of the wrong
one. Not a camelback.
Camel bladder.
It's like a camel bladder.
It's like a fanny pack for the contents of your fanny.
Yes.
Stupid. Okay. So, Justin.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
It's been a great year. I went home for Christmas, got drunk with my folks, which is a Christmas tradition that's we make sure that we honor every year. And also became a North Carolina citizen from South Carolina. So we swapped places.
It's a wash, everybody, on the Anything Goes Inside podcast.
Thank you very much. We have to keep an even spread between the Carolinas.
Well,
with Anything Goes Insiders.
Actually, there's more North Carolinians than South Carolinians.
Is that right?
There's only one South Carolinian.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Because Satches.
You messed it up, Justin.
Sorry. Party foul. I'm out.
You're in North Carolina, right?
Yes, I am still North Carolina.
He's South Carolina adjacent, but not.
Where do you live?
Steel Creek.
I don't know where that is. It's like, Zach said good.
It's like on the border.
Zach hates my guts.
No, Justin hates my guts.
Any idea
that's
how...
why he's planning to kill me.
I'm not planning to kill you.
He's already planned.
It's already planned, yeah.
It's just gonna happen when it happens.
Like nature. Let nature take its course, everybody.
It's just like nature, yeah.
So what else did you do? I see you got a fancy new haircut.
I did. Look at that thing. I did. Yeah. I did it for my driver's license. I picked the airplane. You get to pick of four images. Yeah. One's a boat, an airplane, racism, and the state of North Carolina. And I picked... Racism was tempting.
How do they... Is it like a burning cross? Or what do they do? Like a Klan member? I don't understand how they mark that.
It's a burning cross, and then there's also a tree, and then someone like hanging from the tree.
Wow.
That's hardcore racism. That's not your everyday racism, my friend. That's North Carolina racism.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Wow. This just got really dark.
Visit NC.
Visit NC.
That's your water. Speaking of racism.
What a segue.
Says the new South Carolina citizen.
Where there actually is a racist picture.
When I was at Sugar Mountain yesterday, which is in North Carolina, by the way, not South Carolina, the only black African-American man there was the guy cooking the burgers.
Was it?
Yep. Never saw another one all day long.
And snow is white.
Does this, do you think maybe, well, you know, it's not real, skiing and snowboarding isn't really, a black people's sport,
yeah,
right?
It's too cold for them.
Yeah.
That's why I said, speaking of racism. Do you think that's really true, like, black people hate the cold?
Probably. I don't like it.
And you come from a proud African-American heritage.
That's right. So, if you listeners can't see me, but I'm actually a black man. So,
what about the Mexican population? Can you tell us how they feel about the cold?
I don't fucking know how the Mexican population feels about the cold. I can tell you how the Peruvian population feels about the cold.
And they don't know about it. Yeah.
And they're not aware of it because it doesn't get below 60 out there.
But do you
like
the cold?
It. Me?
Yes.
I love the cold. Yeah. Bring it.
Well, especially if you want to be white.
This is true. Nothing says white like cold.
My sister came up with a new shit, what's it called?
Slogan? Logo?
Politically correct term for black people.
Nomenclature?
Yes. The politically correct nomenclature for a black man is an athletic American. It made me laugh so hard.
Are you... Is this non-Chelsea or Chelsea?
This is Chelsea. Okay.
That's how I don't
remember how it came up, but someone said something like African American. She says more like athletic American.
That's funny.
Oh, speaking of which, I was at a hockey game not too long ago, and there were African American hockey players. So that might debunk some of the.
And you can just...
There's black people in Canada.
Possibly.
Probably.
Maybe like.
There's a few.
Well, those guys that were playing. For the...
Yeah, that's about it, though. But they got, you know, recruited. I don't know.
No, I don't think it debunks it, because... athletic Americans dominate most of the sports, except for hockey. Where they're few and far between. They're starting to get into it a little bit more, but...
Yeah. Like in that movie...
Snowboarding, the X Games.
Yeah.
Is there any... I don't watch the X Games...
For skateboarding and surfing and things like that, there's definitely black people that are...
What about snowboarding, the half pipe, and those
kind of
things?
I don't know. They got that ginger. You know, the guy with the curly red hair?
The flying tomato?
Sean White?
The flying tomato. Sean White.
Sean White. I was going to say Carrot Top, but yeah, you're right. Sean White.
Carrot Top.
He's pretty.
He's pretty buff.
He's pretty...
Carrot Top's on steroids.
Carrot Top looks scary.
He must be. He's huge.
He's got to be. Because he was a little skinny dude.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he was jacked.
Now, do you like redheads, Justin?
Do I find Carrot Top attractive? Yes. All yes, right. I do.
There it is. For the record, everybody.
Okay.
And now, a message from our sponsor. Every sexually active couple should wear protection. But with ingredients like latex, spermicide, polyurethane, and nonstick agents, why should you compromise between safety and all-natural materials? That's why the scientists at JISM Institute are proud to offer for the first time the Condo Box. Each month, a Condo Box will arrive at your front door full of natural, orgasmically organic condoms. Best of all, you choose the type you want. Just listen to the different combinations you can choose from. There's the bearskin condom, made from real bear hide. You can really ram her with the ramskin condom. Get horny with the bullhorn condom. Be the tiger of the bedroom with your tiger tongue condom. Or show off that snake with the python condom, made especially for our more developed customers. When it's time to hit the sack, just rip open the foil package, roll the condom onto your member, and pluck off any residual hairs or scales from your naturally made dick wrapper. And trust us, your condom won't be the only animal in your bed. Order the Condo Box today. We send you condoms in our box, now take them out and stick them in her box. The Condo Box, the all-natural way to making whoopee. And now, back to the Anything Goes Inside podcast.
New Year's resolutions, who's broken them? What was yours and how did you already break it?
Mine was to get back to the gym ASAP. And I broke it by day one.
Oh, okay.
Because
nice.
I did not make it ASAP.
We're so. About 2 weeks into the year. Have you gone once?
I have not.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Zach, have you broken any...
No, I am still on target.
When you set low standards, you're sure to meet
them. What are your resolutions, if I may ask?
I only set one.
Huh?
I got a Fitbit.
Nice.
And my goal is to get my 10,000 steps every day.
10,000 steps?
Oh, right on.
And you hit them every day?
So far, yes.
Good Lord.
Wow. That's impressive.
That is.
I was trying to save money. That didn't happen.
What did you buy?
A car.
I'm addicted to Japanese porn. So I subscribe to a lot of different stuff. Makes so sense. That's pretty much where most of it goes.
I could have just given you my password.
What?
Yeah.
We could share.
We could share.
Okay. Zach,
you let me borrow numbers? Your Netflix. And yeah, I already share with him. Yeah. He gets my Hulu Plus. I get his porn.
Very cool. I mean, as long as they have that one, what's it called? Octopus, vagina, something?
I've never heard of it. But
Octopus anime vagina.
Interesting. Huh? Octopus
anime vagina. Never heard of that one?
Not familiar with it. Oh, Missy?
I saw some psychedelic thing that turned a woman's vagina into an octopus with teeth.
You were taking mushrooms.
That's scary.
And it was some kind of video, like it was zooming out the whole time, so as it zoomed out, it was like a new thing. It was like layers of things. And yeah, it went from a vagina to an octopus, like inside the octopus with teeth. I guess maybe it was a squid, not an octopus.
I believe she found it. She did find a guy with two penises.
This is true. Well, that's another thing that we've, over the last 2 months, that we've located.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, and just for the listeners that may not have seen this, there's a dude out there with two junks.
You can like it on Facebook.
Yeah, if you find it on Facebook, it's out there. And these junks are not just like, you would think because he has two junks that they would have to like...
Be half the size?
Be half the size. No, no, no. These things are...
They are full blown.
They are porn quality, my friend.
Gigantors.
Monsters.
Yeah. No. Even Satchel's like, whoa, that's pretty big.
The weird thing was that only one of the two penises was circumcised.
Because he was half Jewish.
Because he's half Jewish, according to Michael.
That's so great, too.
That's good times.
All right. Well, I guess that's
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, everybody, for our first podcast back of
season two,
season episode 2015. One. Everybody, yay, we're back!
Yay!
Ta-da, 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 ta-da.
She's not even looking.
She's not looking.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.